Donald Trump, Second Amendment doesn't have a chance if Biden wins. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 6, 2020. President Donald Trump reacted to the August 6 New York lawsuit against the NRA by calling out the left in general and warning that the Second Amendment doesn't have a chance if Joe Biden wins in November. The New York Attorney General filed a lawsuit in state Supreme Court in Manhattan Thursday morning, Breitbart News reported. The suit, New York versus National Rifle Association, calls for the dissolution of the NRA, for Wayne LaPierre to be relieved of his post, and for LaPierre and three other individuals to repay allegedly misused funds to NRA members. Trump reacted to the suit by tweeting. Biden renewed his push for universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, and a ban on high-capacity magazines, Breitbart News reported. Biden also reiterated his determination to ban assault weapons, tweeting, "Weapons of war have no place in our communities. When I was a senator, I took on the NRA and secured a 10-year ban on assault weapons. And as president, I'll ban these weapons again." Chicago has de facto universal background checks, as Illinois requires citizens to possess a firearm owner's identification, FOID, card before a gun can be purchased, and a background check is part of the process for obtaining a FOID card. Moreover, the Chicago area has an assault weapons ban via Cook County Ordinance. That ordinance also bans high-capacity magazines. Despite these stringent gun controls, Breitbart News reported that Chicago witnessed a 139% increase in murders in July 2020, as compared to July 2019. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.